Welcome everyone, Merry Christmas. Today I have a privilege to talk about virgin birth. And the topic is, virgin birth is not a miracle, question mark. Virgin birth is not a miracle, question mark. I want you to, if you have your Bibles, to open to Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. I'm so proud of our church. So many people made it to this Sunday. I was like expecting two rows. So you guys are like faithful and or something. I don't know. I want to give you a hand. Let's read verse 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having came in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting was this. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." And verse 37 says, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." And Mary said, "Let it be to me according to your word." All right. Christianity is built on foundation of virgin birth. If you take away virgin birth out of Christianity, then Jesus Christ is just another man. Now, if Joseph was the father of Jesus, then he's the son of man, not the son of God. Now, how can you tell the difference between son of man and son of God? Well, you look at the father. If your father is a man, you're son of man. If your father is God, you're son of God. All right? So if Jesus had a father who was Joseph or man, then he's not God. And then whatever we're doing here is totally useless. But if Jesus is who he says he is, and if he was born out of a virgin, then we got to look deeply and figure out, maybe we should pay attention to what he's saying. All right. So how is it possible for God, who is a spirit, to impregnate a human person? Have you ever thought about that? How is it possible for God to impregnate Mary? Okay. I don't want to give you a big science lesson or anything, but science will be involved. Because I believe that science proves virgin birth. And in that case, it is not a miracle. Science can show us virgin birth is total possibility. No man needed to be involved, okay? How many of you ever seen a TV show called Star Trek? Okay, help me out. In Star Trek, they came up with this crazy idea. It started in 1969, I believe, the show, and lasted till like forever. Okay, in this show, they had this thing called teleporter, where a person would stand in a certain spot, and they would be teleported to a different place in somewhere in a ship or somewhere on another planet even. Okay? But that's crazy, right? How can that be possible? That's not true. Well, interesting thing is that teleportation is becoming more real with our modern society and modern technology. Okay? I can prove you that teleportation is already happening on the lower scales. How? Okay, radio station, let's say radio station, takes a song, okay? They put it in their player and transmit it. Now, do you hear a song going through miles, miles and miles of air? I don't hear any songs, but there are waves up here in this room. Then on the other side, it takes a transmitter or receiver, like your radio. And what happens is the radio catches those waves, puts them back together, and you can listen to a song on the radio. That's teleportation, only a lower level. Well, scientists went even farther. In 1990s, they started doing great scientific, like, testing experience, thank you. And they came up with idea, and actually they teleported a piece of information 1 foot and 6 inches. They took a laser beam, and somehow, I don't understand science, so don't get me like on details. They put information in the laser beam, and they transferred it through the air, 1 foot and 6 inches, into the cloud of atoms, okay? And that those atoms were able to hold the information. And it's crazy, but it's not that crazy. Okay, in the Bible it says that Holy Spirit will come upon Mary, and the power of the Most High will overshadow Mary. Okay? So, overshadow means that there is light. If there is a shadow, there must be light. Now, there is many different lights, and I want to show you. Can we put that on the screen? There's different lights that are available out there. And you might not be able to see very well, but there's radio waves, there's microwaves, there's infrared. Look at the visible part. This is only what we see out of what's available out there. There's so much more light in the universe that our human eyes cannot see. And then we go to ultraviolet, then x-ray, and then gamma rays. Okay? So there's so much light out there that we can see. And Bible says that God is light. Okay? Now we know that something physical had to happen to Mary. Because Bible says the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Notice, first, Holy Spirit will come upon you. Then the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Now, to get a better understanding of this, I want you to look at the first chapter of Genesis. In the first chapter of Genesis, it says that Holy Spirit was hovering over the earth. And then God spoke the word, and things started existing. Huh. Now, when we look at farther, when we look at King Saul, Bible says the Holy Spirit would come upon him, and he would have special abilities. Then we look at Samson. Samson, when the Holy Spirit would come upon him, he would become strong. I want to give an illustration on how teleportation works. Okay, I need scissors and I need volunteer. That girl is first, so come on. Okay, I have a 1 inch of paper. Okay, I need you to cut this paper in half and then in 4 pieces first. Okay, ready? Then cut it. Okay, now take one of them and cut them in 4 again and just throw these away. Teleportation is a process, let me read to you, of deconstructing an object to the point and sending the details of the object, precise atomic configuration, to another location and then putting it back together. So this is what I mean. Teleportation is taking a piece of matter, dividing it. You see, she's deconstructing a piece of paper, right? Okay, so she'll come to the point where she can't cut the paper anymore. But what if you divide that little speck even into more? Guess what you'll have? You should know this. Atoms, right? And atoms are made out of molecules and then energy. At the end, it's energy. So really, we're all made out of energy. In Hebrews, it says that we're all held by the Word of God. Human beings are held together. Notice we don't... my arm doesn't just starts flying away. Teleportation is a process where you divide something in,
such a small pieces. So she will not be able to divide it anymore after a while. But when you take up that piece of matter, you can still divide it to the point of atom. Okay? And then to energy. And know this, energy, if it's put in light, listen to me, is able to be teleported. If you divide that into little pieces, it'll become a little molecules, protons and neutrons, and then what else? Photons? Right? All right. So the problem with the teleportation of material is you can divide it. You can actually cut it in pieces, but how do you construct it again? So if you take a human being, like if you take her and put her in a machine, she can be cut up into little pieces to the point of... Okay, don't think about it in a horror way type thing. But she could be lifted through energy, but how do you put her back together? Let me read. Most recent successful teleportation experiment took place in October 4, 2006. This is on the internet. So if you search teleportation, you can know more about it. In the Niels Bohr Institute in Copenhagen, Denmark, Dr. Eugene Polzik and his team teleported information stored in a laser beam into a cloud of atoms. According to Polzik, it is one step further because for the first time it involves teleporting between light and matter. Two different objects. One is carrier of information and the other one is a storage medium. The information was teleported about 1.6 feet. They predict that sometimes in the future, teleportation of materials are a real possibility. All right. So now we understand what teleportation is. And Bible says that God beamed something on Mary because there was light. Okay? Now, interesting thing about God is the Bible says that He's light. Right? Now, is He light out of that scale that I showed you? No, I don't think so. God is something above. And then the Bible says that Christians are light of the world. Okay? So, are you guys getting this? Help me out here. Are you getting what I'm saying? Okay? So, God is everywhere, right? Bible says in Him we live, move, and have our being. But if you wanted to have more God around you, what would you do? You'd pray. You'd worship, right? When Moses, you would fast. Moses was fasting for 40 days. That draws the presence of God. Then Bible says God reigns in the praises of His people. So when you start praising God, He comes. Now God is everywhere, so that's why you couldn't see Him. But notice when God appeared on the mountain to Moses, there was so much fire and clouds and thunders. When Moses came down from the mountain, what happened to him? Help me out. His face was lit. So obviously, whatever light he encountered over there made him illuminative. Huh. Now, could it be that some kind of form of radiation, God? Could God be a some radiation that when you come close, you glow? I don't know exactly. But one thing I know is God is light. And when this light came close to Mary, she was impregnated. Now, let's get a little more. Did God implant a physical sperm or just DNA data? Now, to import a DNA data would be very easy. You just take a whole bunch of information and use radio wave to do it or cell phone wave to do it. Right? You can just send some kind of a beam of light and do that. But then, don't you need a physical content to go into a woman's ovary or egg to produce something? So two ways God could have done it. God could have miraculously beamed through teleportation the DNA of Himself, because He's God's Son, right? Part of God, into a woman, and she became pregnant. To me, without being a really scientific person, I don't think it's hard to believe the virgin birth is completely possible. Obviously, you have to believe in God first. But the point of this message is not even to prove to you or give you information on theories of how virgin birth could be possible. The point of this message is to say that this Jesus who was born forgave my sins, gave me a different life, changed my life. How do I know He was real? Well, I wasn't there. History tells us He was. And 1.2 billion people in the world believe in this Jesus. He changed their life too. So virgin birth, is it a miracle? In one sense, it is. But what do you call a miracle? 100 years ago, the technology that we have today would be total miracle. But now when we look at it, it's not a miracle. When a man and woman get together and they conceive a baby, we don't call it a miracle anymore. Yeah, the baby is a miracle, but it's not that we don't understand it anymore. So virgin birth, in one sense, is a miracle because we don't know exactly how it happened. But in another sense, Bible gives us a clue how it could have happened, and based on our scientific discoveries today of modern time, we could see how it wouldn't be hard for God to do. God could easily teleport a little tiny microscopic seed into the woman and she gave birth. Hallelujah.